You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
If you're participating in March Mayhem, I hope your brackets turned out okay. Of course, nobody had Oakland upsetting Kentucky yesterday, but that was the biggest upset.
What seeds were involved in that one? Do you recall?
A 4 and a 12?
That's a good one. Yeah.
Okay. 4 and a 13. Whatever the math is on that.
Speaking of rising stars and great performances, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, keep an eye on her. She gave a speech the other day that was, oh, man, did she scratch me where I itched. It was really terrific. We'll play some of that for you later on in the hour. But
you think she's on the short list of VPs for Trump?
I wonder. I think she might want to chart her own course because she's got the chops to do it. But we'll see. So a couple of things. Number one, we've done this story a handful of times about the skyrocketing insurance rates, especially in your coastal states, and how all the big insurance companies are no longer writing policies in California in particular, and parts of Florida too. And everybody in the media tries to pass it off as climate change. And the insurance companies are saying, yeah, well, there were a couple of big storms, but no, it's inflation. It's building costs. And I thought, yeah, of course it is. Well, I knew it intellectually, but Judy and I are having some work done on our house. We love our house, but it's a little funky, and so
another
we wanted to get
another bidet.
Well, yeah, in the living room because of the you're watching TV, you're right. Relaxed.
It's a really good game.
All the way to the bathroom, it's like 25 feet, and no, anyway. But we're doing a little remodel thing. We interviewed builders. This one guy comes super highly recommended. He is a straight shooter, great reputation, great work, blah, blah, blah. Yesterday was our meeting for what it's going to cost.
Mm.
And I'd done various estimates and asked various people and stuff like that. And I had like the top figure in mind. Well, how about 40% more than the highest conceivable number I had?
It's always shocking. It's always shocking when you go into anything with a number in your head, like salary or cost of it, or whatever it is. And you got a number in your head and it's way different. It takes a while to burr.
Oh, yeah. It's still burring. And I'm like, so guy's name is Mike. Great guy. So, Mike, this framing, this is solid gold framing, apparently? The sheetrock there on the item, is that panda fur sheetrock that
we're
using? Did
I mention I wanted mink flooring? Because I don't need mink flooring.
Are we importing the brick from Italy, or is it just bricks?
So you mean all of this, you'll do the work and I get a Chinese panda? Or right. How does this work?
Yeah, exactly. Is there a Mercedes in here somewhere? Yeah, it was just shocking. So, oy vey. So, yeah, when you look at insurance companies saying we can't insure anymore, that's why. Ugh, and will it ever settle down? Who knows? Different economic question, and this is really a can of worms, but I find this a super interesting topic.
I know you prefer fresh worm, but I love canned worms.
Well, the flavors make friends overnight in the can. Oh. Anyway.
It's a sickener.
Don't you try to outgross me.
That was gross.
So, headline Wall Street Journal. You know what? I don't want to give you a headline. I'm gonna jump into it, and then the discussion will commence. As the world's post-pandemic economic order takes shape, the U.S. has emerged as an unexpected winner. Asian economies that fared relatively well during the pandemic, especially China, but also Japan and Taiwan, have struggled to maintain steam. The end of the pandemic-era export boom and Washington's aggressive stimulus are two reasons. But the U.S. has another ace up its sleeve. This is the main reason our economy is growing like crazy, roaring ahead so fast that the Fed's afraid to even lower interest rates. What is our secret power, the ace up our sleeves? According to all the business experts now, it's that we're letting millions and millions of people into the country.
And how does that boost the economy so much?
Let me point out quickly that we allow more lawful immigration than any country on earth, and we now have millions of people pouring in illegally and are doing nothing about it as lawlessness grips the land.
Well, before you go further, it's worth pointing out, I think, that it's easy for people to jump on their heads, or some people to jump on their heads, to see immigration is good. Most of us are not claiming that immigration is bad. It's just you got to have a system. You got to pick a number, decide how many you want from where, and then
with what skills?
With what skills or whatever, and then have a process so you know who they are. That's right. Fine, and let's figure out what the number is. Like Joe said, we let more people in legally than any country on earth. I think it's every country added together on earth, because most countries don't let anybody in. But you can't have what we had yesterday with 300 people overrunning Texas guardsmen in a Civil War-style battle on the border. By the way, the punchline to that, and we've got the video at armstrongandgetty.com, the punchline to that amazing video is they overran the Texas National Guard, but were stopped by the wall. They ran past them, got past the border, but were stopped when they got to the wall and couldn't
walls
get any further.
Walls don't work. Build bridges, not walls. No human is illegal. So back to the economics of the thing. And again, if you haven't seen that video, go to armstrongandgetty.com. It's amazing. So here's how rampant immigration is a good thing. And don't worry, folks. This is not the final note. Immigrants have helped cap inflationary pressures by expanding the workforce despite falling birth rates, and will boost growth in public finances for years. Let me translate that. Wages would be rising right now, but we're importing millions of poor people who are willing to work like crazy, so wages aren't rising at all. That's capping inflationary pressures, which is true as far as it goes. Goldman Sachs estimated recently that above-trend immigration this year, as you watch a million people flood across the border. Why, Jim, that appears to be above-trend immigration. And last year will boost potential growth by around 0.3 of a percentage point in 2024. Japan, meanwhile, struggled to expand at all. Late 23, Taiwan grew barely. And so what I think this is a great example of, and all of this stuff is indisputably true, because a lot of these workers will pay Social Security taxes and prop up that system because we're not having any babies, and they pay payroll taxes and that sort of stuff. Yes, I know a lot of them work under the table, but not all of them. And we're talking about millions and millions of people.
Here's the way Joe others the people, it disgusts me.
That's it's pronoun that refers to a, anyway. Here's the really, really interesting part of it to me, and I became aware of this a long time ago. One of my favorite books about democracy and voting, I've mentioned it many times, is The Myth of the Rational Voter. And it's really, really interesting, the first several chapters of the book. It makes the point that far more than you'd expect from like chance or a coin flip, people misunderstand how economics work. There are just widespread misperceptions about how business and money and economics work. This, like, toward the end of the book, the author, whose name I don't recall, but it's easy enough to look up.
Herman Melville.
That's right. Herman Melville gets into the idea that, well, and this is, it's all this stuff is great. Immigration's great. Globalism's great because, you see, the economy grows at a faster pace, if blah, blah, blah. And what they never get to is what Trump is so instinctive about talking about. Is that, I am not the economy. I am a worker with a job in an industry. And if the very fellows at Goldman Sachs who have brought us some of these fabulous statistics are getting richer and richer, me and mine, we're getting poorer and our wages are being driven down. Not only that, our elementary school doesn't teach anymore because there's so many non-English speakers. Our emergency room is crammed. Our food shelters are empty. There are people living on the streets. So super, super glad the economy grew 2.1% in 2024.
Yeah, that's a reality. Definitely a reality.
Who talks about the social cultural aspects of rampant immigration?
I don't know. I guess if you're at the very top of finance and this benefits you and you're excited about all this, you think people in some small town that changed overnight because of illegal immigration and is completely different than ever was, and all the people that lived there before hate it for normal human nature reasons, hate it. You mm-hmm. just think, well, they'll get over it. They'll get over it eventually.
Or you just don't care at all.
Or you don't care at all. That's right.
Right, right. Now, the top of the pyramid of the political class, the incredible benefit of rampant immigration for them, illegal and illegal, is that it props up the social welfare systems, which are going to collapse roughly in 2034. They will run out of money. They will be completely depleted. There will be draconian cuts and huge raises in taxes, or just deficit spending that makes the recent days look responsible, which is just a nightmare for the kids and grandkids. But as long as it doesn't go to hell on their watch, they don't care. I mean, if somebody's the president and the year after they leave office, the country goes to hell, politicians don't care. And I'm not just trying to make you bitter and angry here. I want people to understand how this stuff works. Go ahead. And so, yeah. So what do we do with all of this? Well, vote responsibly.
How does this fit in, though, with we've got more working age men not working or seeking work than we've ever had in our nation's history, including the Great Depression? How does that all fit together?
It has to do with the last thing I was talking about, that you stay in office, you keep power by handing out really generous social welfare plums and checks and money and benefits to people.
But
you have to have workers, right? So you let them in over the border.
So I should want whatever works, aside from whether or not it's fair. Can't get caught up in what's fair. It's like I was talking to my oldest son yesterday. We were eating dinner, and the conversation came up that his brother is getting out of school early all this week for teacher conferences. Oh, man, that sucks! And I had a conversation with him about nothing has happened to you. Him getting out earlier doesn't have anything to do with you. Other people getting something is not what you can base your happiness on, or you'll be miserable the rest of your life.
Right.
And so, like, if more working, it pisses me off that there are working age men who don't have a job and aren't seeking a job and are somehow managing to skate by. Really pisses me off. But if the net result is it works out somehow because immigrants come in and are willing to work for cheaper and demand less and somehow, I don't know.
Well, yeah, but that brings us to my ultimate question. Well, I have two. Number one, why do we always need economic growth as human beings? We don't as human beings. We don't really as a society. An aging society is expensive, but a smart society could figure out how to sustain that. It won't be easy, but it's doable. But the main question is, are we merely economic beings as individuals? And is the United States merely an economic entity?
I see what you mean.
No, absolutely no.
I see what you mean. And as long as everybody, so many people look through it through the lens of that, and then whatever other ramifications there are fine. Look at this. We're growing. The nation's GDP is growing.
Yeah, yeah. To make it childishly simple, we all know money isn't everything. Money does not buy happiness. But as a country, we behave as though money is the only thing that matters, while pretending to care about other things.
There is a great advantage to being the dominant economic power on Earth, from a safety standpoint, all kinds of different reasons. Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm not saying it has no advantages. It's just, is that the only priority? Yeah. It should not be, in my opinion.
We're not as happy as Finland, and they got a lot less money than we got. You could join this conversation. We got other stuff to talk about, but our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The U.S. calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and demanding Hamas release all of the hostages. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken in Cairo saying the U.S. submitted a draft resolution to the U.N. Security Council trying to pressure both sides to agree to a truce. It comes after President Biden warned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu against an offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson has invited Netanyahu to address the U.S. Congress.
So much of the stuff that the White House is doing is posturing to the left. Luckily, from the people I follow who care about this a lot, they're doing almost all the right things in terms of actually supporting Israel, giving them what they need and everything. But this whole ceasefire gesture was just to... So the left, we're asking for a ceasefire. Now, we demanded that Hamas release all the hostages, which they're never going to do. And China and Russia rejected it already this morning in the UN. So that whole thing is over. We have voted down the last couple of ceasefires that didn't call for releasing the hostages, and we said no to that. I'll get back to that problem, Israel-Hamas, in just a second. But the other war, there are 1 million Ukrainians without power today after Russian attacks on energy infrastructure all across the country yesterday, including the country's largest hydroelectric plant, which is a smoking ruin today. So that's quite a deal.
Wow. More misery.
And some attacks on that nuclear power plant, too, that gets everybody worried all the time. Also, the Olympics, there's a Olympics, Summer Olympics in Paris coming up this summer, and Russia and Belarus are not going to be allowed to compete. I don't know if I think like that, if I think that does any good other than punishing those athletes. And then the athletes like from here don't get to feel like they competed against some of the best. And I just don't know if anybody wins in those.
But I go back and forth on that. I also don't feel any desire to see them bring glory to the fatherland, honestly.
Good point. So some polling in Gaza. Who knows how good the polling is in Gaza? But some number of people that I really respect have tweeted out this poll and talked about it. Since October 7th, support for what Hamas did to Israel has gone up in Gaza. Hamas has lost support, like 10 points of support, among other Palestinians who live in Gaza. Their support for Hamas has dropped. But their support for what Hamas did to Israel on October 7th has actually gone up a little bit, and it's now at 71%.
I think it's just because hatred is growing
sides. I think you're right. Absolutely. And then this news nugget. For the first time since the war in Israel began in October, a significant deployment of Hezbollah forces involving transfer of heavy military equipment has been noted in southern Lebanon. So they might be getting ready to jump ugly if Israel does their full-on southern Gaza invasion here soon.
Wow. A lot of good stuff to come, including keep your eye on Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She is a winner.
And they're going to grab Trump's property probably in the next couple of days.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The pressure growing on Donald Trump as New York Attorney General Letitia James takes the first step towards seizing some of his assets if he can't meet Monday's deadline to post his $464 million bond. James filing documents to lay the groundwork to take over his golf course in a large estate in Westchester County. Trump's lawyers say he faces insurmountable difficulties in obtaining a bond. 30 insurance companies have turned him down because he doesn't have enough cash and they won't accept his properties as collateral.
Yeah, most of the stories in the mainstream media about this pissed me off. They worded it in such a way on purpose. Trump does not have enough cash. Nobody does. As Mark Cuban and other billionaires have pointed out, that's not a thing to keep around $1 billion worth of cash, all right?
That would be insane. There's no reason to do it.
Nobody does that. But they word that in such a way to try to insinuate that Trump's not really as rich as he claims he is, which he probably isn't, but it's got nothing to do with this. So that's one part of it that is disingenuous. And then just acting like this is all okay. And that there aren't a number of analysts and publications that aren't friendly to Trump who aren't comfortable with what's about to happen. So this Letitia James person, the attorney general, it looks like from some papers that she's filed, is going after this one particular property first. And Trump's got till Monday to come up with the money. He's not going to come up with the money. So the question is she actually going to seize some property? Now, I did not grow up in a home with a name. I suppose my parents could have named the home like Jimmy the House or something, but we just grew up in a house with an address. But the Trump kids grew up in a home with a name, Seven Springs. It's a rambling estate of 370 acres. there in New Jersey. And that's what this Letitia James is going to grab. Opulent Seven Springs Estate spans three towns, Bedford, Armonk, and Chappaqua. Originally built in 1919 by the chairman of the Federal Reserve, the magnificent mansion was acquired by Trump in 96. They spent 5 years with the labor of 500 Italian masons and other artisans from across the globe to craft this magnificent, looks like Buckingham Palace on the outside and the inside home that the Trump kids grew up in. And that would be their family home that the attorney general is going to, what, put yellow tape around and change the locks? And
how many Italian masons?
500. It's a big house. It's 50,000 square feet, 60 rooms, 15 bedrooms, and an array of amenities, including three pools, a bowling alley, and hiking trails. Wait a second. This home's got one bowling alley? I'm getting out of here.
Well, three pools.
Three pools, but one bowling alley. I got no choices with my bowling alleys. I either play this one or I don't bowl.
Hey, kids, you want to go down to the bowling alley?
Wow. I guess if you and your brother and sister don't get along, you can each swim in your own pool. It's quite the place. But getting away from the frivolity, the actual politics of this is pretty nuts. Pollster Frank Luntz was on CNN yesterday talking about if the attorney general actually does this.
I want you to remember this moment and don't forget it. If the New York attorney general starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump.
I don't know that it will get Trump elected, but as I've been saying for a while now, I think this is going to be one of the biggest political events ever, really, and certainly of this election. If on Sunday, for instance, every network and cable channel is live with highway patrolmen around this estate and yellow tape being strung and locks being changed and everything that goes with the seizing of a property, oh my God. And each side is going to think this is helping us. I think Frank Luntz is right about the Trump side of it. But the people on the other side are going to think, finally, that bastard gets what's coming to him. And everybody realizes what a crook he is. I don't think that's the way this is going to play.
No, you are blinded by your Trump hatred if you think that. I think there are plenty Trump has done that is awful. And some of it may be actionable, legally speaking. This is not on that list. This is utterly egregious injustice. And this could be the best thing that happens to Trump. The brighter the spotlight on this case and this penalty and this judge, the better it is for Trump.
As to whether or not this is a good idea, I want to play this just to point out that it's not just, you know, people on the right saying this is a bad idea. Here's from Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, and Richard Haass, who's a regular guest from Council on Foreign Relations. Anyway, they hate Trump all the time. They go out of their way to exaggerate and stretch all kinds of things to put Trump in the worst light possible. But they did say this yesterday.
I am slightly uncomfortable about all these state things. Make a larger
point. I'm very uncomfortable about the state things. But I'll be honest with you. Mika's not going to talk to me. I can never say this when I'm like in the same studio with Mika because she won't talk to me for a week. But I'm very uncomfortable with these state cases because what comes around goes around.
Exactly. There's actually a really interesting article in the New York Times about how states are increasingly the driving force when the federal government can't get things done, and we all may live to rue that day. But let me, you know, in terms of what's going on at Trump, I want him to be people to go after him legally for the big stuff.
Right.
I want the insurrection issues, the January 6th. If you're going to go after him for the stuff that really threatens America. I am uncomfortable. It's going after him for these other things at the state level. Go after him for what he really ought to be going after.
So you already got the Trump crowd that is going to react that way. If you got a chunk of people on the left like Joe Scarborough saying, this is a little much.
That's not even the independent middle. That's Trump haters.
Right. Man, it is not going to play the way some people, the way Letitia James, well, it might help Letitia James personally herself just in New York. I mean, her political career.
Right. Maybe that's all she cares about. Supported by insane Trump haters. I'm looking at Trump's estate. His accessories have a great deal more gold plate than mine do.
Right. God, I'm looking at one of his chandeliers. I mean, who buys that? Who looks at that thing? Oh, that would look awesome.
So much gold.
Right. Right. Man, that's the bowling alley. Gold bowling
bing,
balls.
Bing,
gold,
bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Gold pins, I'm assuming. This is kind of funny. So Kamala Harris said in an interview today, should have grabbed the audio, but...
Always grab the audio.
Kamala Harris said, President Trump has stated an intention to weaponize the Department of Justice against his enemies.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, police are putting on their riot gear.
I'm not sure today's the right day for you to say that, since probably two-thirds of America is going to see this that way when it happens this weekend or Monday, that they start seizing his stuff. And again, this attorney general, it's not a good look for her that she's got a Twitter page where she updates it every day of how big Trump's penalty is, because it's adding, there's like another $100,000 of interest every day that he doesn't come up with the bond. It's just too gleeful. The Justice Department is not supposed to take glee in punishing people, even if you right. do personally behind the scenes in your own mind to get some criminal. You're not supposed to take some sort of tap dance and glee in it.
No, in fact, that's a sacred truth about our justice system. You see judges, they're serious-faced for a reason.
Because yeah,
you can't have that look of partisanship and favor.
This whole thing is so ugly.
Yeah, I know it. I maintain it is so ugly, even the Trump-hatinous Trump-haters are going to have to admit it.
You're going to tell me Texas couldn't come up with somehow some sort of Joe Biden violated his constitutional oath by allowing our border to be porous and what it has cost us, and have some judge do something that would make his life miserable? I mean, it will never end if we go down this road.
Well, yeah, that's a great example. If you were to give the 10 best criminal lawyers in Texas 6 months to come up with a couple two-tree charges against Joe Biden, I think they could come up with stuff that would actually work. Never mind be plausible enough to really inconvenience the old fella, who will be watching the trial from heaven, honestly. But, yeah, I think that would be chaotic.
Wow.
or hell.
What was I going to say? Oh, so this was one judge in New York that declared him guilty, and then they set the penalty at a ridiculously high number. And as Jonathan Turley pointed out on Fox, there's a whole bunch of ways they could have gone about this. Even if you agree with the judge's announcement or decision that, so the people that lent him money, who did their own research on the value of his properties and were perfectly happy with the deal and got paid back and have never complained, even if you agree that somehow the state was wronged, you didn't have to make him come up with $1 billion liquid so he can get a $500 million bond for this. You could have done all kinds of things, because he's not a flight risk, or he's Jonathan Turley used the example of, it's a common thing where you just have a contract, or you're not allowed to sell any property or maybe make any economic moves more than $10,000 without a court approval. And then mm-hmm. you sign it, and then that's it. Because he's you don't have to seize
his property. Yeah, he puts a giant office tower up as collateral, sure.
But they went about it in the way that would be the biggest political penalty for Trump and embarrass him the most. That is not the way the Justice Department is supposed to work. Well, it'll be something to watch. You think it'll happen over the weekend or on Monday? You think it'll happen on the very last day?
I don't know. I'd be guessing.
I'd be guessing, too, but Letitia James seems to be trying to maximize her TV potential for this, so I'm guessing, I don't know.
Yeah.
Time it for the talk shows on Sunday or wait till Monday? I don't know.
That's going to go kerblooey for her. I learned something years ago in the great game of golf, which I enjoy very much, even if as it vexes me, that sometimes you're not playing very well, and you have to make a terrible swing to realize, oh, that's what I'm doing. A bunch of just kind of off swings. You just can't quite figure it out. I honestly believe this case is the pumping the ball into the parking lot of really weaponizing the justice system and overreaching it and being so crazed to go after Trump that you leave all of your principles at the door in a way that becomes utterly clear to everyone. I think this is the self-imposed disaster for the radical anti-Trump crowd.
That was my go-to at the Scott City Country Club in high school golf. big slice on the hole in, and slice it right into the fairgrounds, right where they keep the pigs. That's where I'd put the ball.
You could roof one of Trump's estates with the number of tiles I've broken on various people's houses who live next to golf courses. My wayward drives, please.
And then I once threw an iron in anger, also an attempt to be funny as a high school kid. And it went, and then stuck in the green right in front of some members who were very unhappy with me being on their golf course. That was an ugly situation for me and the golf coach and really the everybody involved.
Did you learn a lesson that day, son?
I did. And it was really more about trying to be funny than angry.
Oh.
That's the lesson
that
I learned.
That is pretty damn funny.
That was the lesson I learned. Man, did I give that thing a whirl. I mean, not just...
As far as I'm concerned, that bit worked.
It stuck, ding, right in front of the members, getting ready to putt. Not good. Glad I didn't hit him in the head. That would have been a different story.
Oh, jiminy.
More on the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's Armstrong and Getty's Women in Politics. First of all, AOC versus Tony Bobulinski, Hunter Biden's former business partner.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime?
I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with.
RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is
it's
the
crime? It's a category
crime?
Of crimes that you're then charged
you
under.
Have...
Nice try, sweetheart. Yes, violating the RICO statutes is a crime. Anyway, her opponent, Ramses Frias, is strolling through her district as AOC runs for re-election.
Today, 65. We're taking a stand against woke nonsense.
No, 65, please.
Basically
65.
Started over last summer when we let in all these migrants into our area. And they just came with this influx of people that needed to make money. And they started selling these goods along our streets. So we've become sort of this epicenter of crime and prostitution and illegal street vending. It's taken over many streets. It goes all the way from Corona through Elmhurst and into Jackson Heights. These are three neighboring neighborhoods that are really being hit hard.
Wow. So is that a I've been just barely hearing about this story. Is that a Democrat running against AOC or a Republican? Like, is she being primaried or...
Yeah, he took a bunch of videos, too, and it was astounding. I mean, it was, well, familiar to anybody living in a West Coast blue city. But, yeah, just the hookers and the illegal sales and everything going on in New York, just crazy.
In places where they didn't have it before.
Moving along, women in politics. Marjorie Taylor Greene has proposed a vote on ousting the new guy, Speaker Mike Johnson, according to several people with direct knowledge.
Oh, boy.
She was part of kicking Kevin McCarthy out. Tim Burchett of Tennessee, one of the 8 GOP lawmakers who voted to fire Kevin McCarthy, said Friday, "I have no idea what she's doing. I don't support this." Representative Nancy Mace also said, "No, I'm not going to vote to fire him. I don't know what she's doing." So, Marjorie Taylor Greene, America's number one Republican firebrand, and everyone knows it.
And everyone knows it.
All right, finally, I want to get to this. This is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who, a former press secretary for President Trump, is now the governor of Arkansas, her home state, where her dad, Mike Huckabee, was the governor.
I thought she was Bush.
Is that right?
Am I wrong?
I don't know. She was somebody's spokesperson. Bush was a long time ago. Anyway, smart lady, I don't know why everything has to have music with it these days. What can you not pay attention unless there's music in the background? Anyway, here's a speech she gave the other day that I thought was just terrific.
Today, we're taking a stand against woke nonsense. What frankly started as a fad among a few grad students has seeped down into corporations, the healthcare industry, and increasingly state government. It's demeaning to women. And it needs to stop. In a moment, I'll sign an executive order banning a number of all sorts of ridiculous words from state government documents. Those include words like pregnant people, laboring person, birth giver, and several other nonsense terms that have cropped up in recent years. Some on the left will accuse us of being nitpicky, that Arkansas should just lay down and accept the cultural revolution without complaint. I say it's the exact opposite. It's the left that decided that woman is a dirty word. It's the left that decided we needed to toss out basic biology and basic grammar along with it. I think they're just mad that conservatives are starting to fight back. And they better get ready because we're just getting started.
Yeah, she was Trump's. She followed Sean Spicer.
Right.
The great Sean Spicer.
Spicy.
Now that,
so missed.
That message there would work with like 75% of America, I think.
I like it in terms of political rhetoric, especially the line, they've tried to make woman a dirty word.
Mm-hmm.
As if, and they are trying, as J.K. Rowling has pointed out so brilliantly, they are trying to erase the very idea of being a woman. As if anybody who says I'm a woman is a woman, has experienced what women experience, has the same needs, desires, challenges, etc. As the father of two daughters, the son of a sainted mom, the brother of a great sister, I am repulsed by the idea that, no, anybody who says they're a woman is a woman. Yeah, not so, sickos.
And she might be Trump's vice presidential running mate. At least that's the rumor for some people. If Trump doesn't get all his houses seized this weekend.
Armstrong and Getty.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.